Okay, this is the April 12th, 2023 meeting of the WPFW local station board. Dennis Williams in the chair. Ellen Carter, please call the roll.
Hello, everyone. How are you this evening? Irene?
Don't see her.
Okay. Yao?
Don't see him.
Yao? Is he muted?
I don't see him.
Jerry, okay, now, you said,
okay, Jerry.
You said Irene is not?
No, not yet.
Irene is not here?
No.
Okay. All right. Thomas?
He is here.
Thomas? Okay.
He's here. I muted him.
Yes, I'm here.
All right. Okay. Sarah? I think she said she may not be able to make it tonight.
Correct. Correct.
Okay. Wayne Bruce?
Wayne said that
Wayne Bruce?
Wayne told me that he would be late, and Irene just entered.
Sir, Brother Black.
Okay. Thank you. Bill Curtis? Bill Curtis?
Nope.
Okay. Violetta?
Here.
Vanessa?
I'm here.
Sue Goodwin? Sue Goodwin?
Nope.
Donna Grimes?
Here.
Kamal?
Here.
Julie?
Here.
Arthur Highland? Arthur Highland?
Do not see him.
Okay. Minerva? Minerva?
She's here.
Sorry.
Okay. All right. Dennis?
Yes.
Here. Adele? Adele?
Do not see Adele.
Okay. Patrick?
Here.
Verna?
Present.
Okay. Ron?
Here.
Karen? Karen? Is she muted?
Don't
Karen?
See her.
Okay.
Don't see her.
Okay. Eric? Eric? He muted?
Yes, he is. He's here.
Okay. And that's it so far. So I'll go back.
Anita is here. Anita is here. I came
okay,
in the
middle
of the roll call there. Thank you.
I have you. Has Yao come in?
No.
Yao? No? Okay. Well said after this. Okay. Curtis? Bill Curtis? No?
No.
Have you heard anything from Bill Curtis?
No.
Okay. Sue Goodwin?
She usually comes late.
Yeah, okay. Arthur Highland?
Arthur sent an email earlier saying that he would not make this meeting.
Okay,
thank you. Adele Stan? Was that her? Is she here?
No.
Okay. All right. And Karen, you still don't see Karen?
No.
Eric?
Eric is here.
Okay. That should be everyone. Y'all has missed two since March, and I have to look at my other. I think he has three in a row, so I may have to send him a letter.
Okay. Yes, please do that. Looks like okay. Sarah and Art Highland are excused. Others are not excused. We'll see if they come in late. Wayne and Sue will probably, well, we'll see. We'll see who comes up late. But you know that Sarah and Art at this point are excused. Okay, thank you, Ellen. Next item, approval of the current agenda. Are there any objections to approving the agenda as submitted? Hearing none, the agenda is approved. The minutes for the March board meeting. Oh, yes, Ellen. Ellen, is that you with your hand up?
I do.
Yep.
Yes, I looked back at them and I do have to change one of the numberings. I have okay. to change one numbering.
In the minutes?
Yes, in the minutes.
Okay. Do you know what it's pertaining to?
It is, I'll tell you in a minute. It was, actually the adjournment I had as 19 and skipped 18. It should have been 18.
Okay. Right. With that correction, are there any objections to approving the March minutes as submitted? Okay, hearing none, those minutes are approved. Next, on the seating of delegates, at the moment, we have three listener vacancies, listener delegate vacancies. We have with us this evening two applicants. For those roles, Ms. Lucy Murphy and Dr. Wanda, please say your last name again.
Nyawi.
Nyawi. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. We have, sent out their candidate statements. I'm going to ask first Ms. Murphy if she has anything in addition, that you would like to say or emphasize before we vote on her candidacy?
Just that good evening, everybody.
Good evening.
And
good evening.
I look forward to more community support for our wonderful radio station. Okay. And doing what I can to make that happen.
Okay. We appreciate that. Any questions or any objections to Ms. Murphy?
Ryan, I got a question.
Yes.
Hey, Lucy.
Hey, Governor.
How you doing?
I'm well, thank you.
Lucy, you've been a valued member of the PFW community for quite a while. I have one question for you, because you know we have the issue of staff versus listener. So I just want to ask you whether I know that you're doing some things with some of the folks at PFW. But from what I understand, it's not consistent. And I just wanted you to confirm that.
It's very occasional. Yeah.
At random. Okay.
With,
that's all I need to know.
With, yeah, with Marsha, Coleman Adebayo on, What's at Stake, when she can't make it, and, you know, substituting for her and, sometimes, contributing items to, on the ground, Esther Iveron's show. But that's not, there's no regular, you know, I'm primarily a listener.
Okay. Thank you very much, Lucy.
Yes. Thanks for the clarification. Ellen, Adele is now in the room. Adele Stan. Verna.
Thank you.
Yes. Oh, wait. I'm sorry. My turn?
Yes.
Okay. Hi, Lucy. How are you? Well, you got to unmute. Okay.
Yeah, I'm well.
I know that you have, co-hosted on my show, What's at Stake, in Marsha's spot. And you're also participating in Esther's program as well. I'm not sure how many hours would you say you have put in, over the year. And do you know how many hours it takes to constitute being a listener versus a staff?
Last year, I think I subbed twice. And it may have been in the last 2 years I subbed twice, for Marsha. And, I did an interview for, Esther's program once this year. So that's once in 4 months.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I don't think I did anything last year.
Okay. So, but when you, voted, that would help to establish what your, position is. Did you vote as a listener or did you vote as a staff member?
I voted as a listener.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Okay. Donna.
Hi, Lucy. Good to see you out and about in the community. One question for you is, what would you say is your number one or main priority in terms of, in terms of what you would do being on the LSB?
Supporting, community, face to face events for WPFW.
Thank you.
Okay, Vanessa. You're muted.
Trying so hard. I'm sorry. I just wanted to say hi to Lucy. That's all. We've known each other 500,000 years and we've never served on a board together, even though we've certainly supported the same issues, DC General, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, over the years. So I'm just saying, hey, Lucy.
Okay. All right. Let's bring this to the floor. Are there any objections?
I do have a question for the other candidate, Ms. Wanda.
We're not there yet. We're only on one. We're doing them one at a time.
Oh, okay. Okay. Thank you.
Any objections to the candidacy of Ms. Lucy Murphy? All right. Welcome to the team. Thank you very much.
Welcome.
Now,
thank you.
Yes. Dr. Wanda, similarly, we've submitted your statement, and I want to ask if there's anything else that you would like to say for or about yourself.
Yes, good evening, and hello to everybody. Hi. I am an avid listener of WPFW, and I've been a listener for many years. My involvement, other than a listener, has been a contributor, and I've been a contributor for many years. I have made one appearance on one of your shows where I was interviewed after I participated in a trip to Nova Scotia that I heard about on WPFW. It was a very educational trip, and I came back and contacted one of the show hosts to share my experiences with your listening audience. I find WPFW to be a very, very educational tool for the community, particularly for myself, and I'm sure for others as well. Education that I truly value, because it's very hard to get that type of education in any other place. So, and considering, and you're considering me for this local station board, I would see myself as, first of all, becoming familiar with the duties of the station board so that I can participate fully, and then finding an area where I can contribute some expertise. My main interest is in history, and so your historical programs are of much interest to me. Another area that I hope that I can be of some support is in fundraising. It's not something I have a whole lot of expertise in, but I think that that's an area that needs a lot of attention, because I don't want to see this valuable resource not be available to the DC listening audience.
Okay. Thank you. Ron, did you have a question?
No questions. Thank you.
Okay. Are there any objections to this candidacy? Going once, going twice, going three times. Okay. Thank you. We've got another one. Yay. Welcome.
Thank you.
Again, I extend the right hand of fellowship to both of our new members, and appreciate your dedication to WPFW. Vanessa.
I just wanted to say, I don't know if Wanda was going to let people know she's at an airport in an awkward situation. So I don't know how long she'll be able to stay, you know, on the meeting.
Right. So you're not, she's not being rude and joining and then leaving us.
Exactly.
Thank you. Okay. Thanks for explaining that.
Yeah. Thank you, Vanessa. It is kind of awkward here.
We'll catch you next month. And I will be sending you information about an orientation for the board next week.
Thank you very much.
Yes.
Bye-bye. Welcome, Wanda.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Okay, now was there another issue in terms of delegate seating?
Yes. Staff delegate is, I'm assuming that's going to be next.
We have no staff delegate. We have no staff delegate candidates nor vacancies at the moment. Let me explain. One of our recent new delegates, Eric Ramey, was elected as a listener delegate. There was some confusion about the status. He contacted me while there was still a staff vacancy, and described his status as being more of that he qualified for staff status, not listener status. It's actually one or the other. It's not a question of opinion. I heard him out, consulted some of the other leadership, and I granted his request to move him to the staff line. That's where it stands right now.
So I have a question.
Yes.
So
I have a challenge.
He was voted in as a listener.
That's correct.
So he's not been voted in as a staff candidate. Is that correct?
He was voted in, yes, as a listener. That's correct.
No, as a listener.
Right. So is there something that someone would like to make a motion or something to that effect?
Yes. here's the premise. Yeah. It's okay for someone to switch, but at the time, that candidate.
Actually, it's not. It's the question.
You're right. You're right. It's not. It should have been clear cut from the beginning, mm-hmm. but that error was made. And because of that, candidates, you know, were affected.
No, no candidates were affected. There were no candidates at that time.
At that time. And mm-hmm. I'm talking about that's immediately after that last vote. But subsequent to that, it appeared that there was a staff opening that candidates, that listeners, the staff persons applied for. And because that position had not been, was still open, their candidacies should have been granted a hearing.
Okay, I hear you, Jaron. Let's do this because I'm not going to do sort of comparables in that regard. It's fairly straightforward. So I made a decision, again with consultation to make that switch. The question is whether or not, if someone wants to challenge that status, then that's the vote. Based on just on that candidate. We're not doing comparable candidates. If that position stands, then there are no more staff vacancies. If that position does not stand, then there would be a vacancy open to the candidates who might be interested. Mr. Tatum.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I wanted to weigh in on this issue.
Okay.
And it is my opinion that the board has the power by mm-hmm. a majority vote mm-hmm. to switch this person.
Yes.
By majority.
Right. And that's what I said. It's a question of the question is about my decision and whether or not they want to reverse the board wants to reverse the decision that I made.
I have to challenge that. The bylaws and policies of Pacifica are really quite clear. Mm-hmm. If you're a staff candidate, you're a staff candidate. If you're a listener candidate, you're a listener candidate. Now, I'm not saying the individual can't switch at some point. However, the board, you know, or the chair cannot switch somebody retroactively. So, I mean, essentially what you're saying is that, you know, well, I'll ignore your mistake and, or your error or whatever, your choice and go ahead and appoint you anyway. Well, the board did not vote on that.
Right.
The board did not vote to appoint this candidate as a staff representative. So to switch, you're going to have to reverse that process.
All right.
The board has to authorize that.
Understood.
And also the board has no choice, you know, because that person is not qualified as a listener rep.
Right. That's the point I want to get to, Ron. Just hold on. Right.
Okay.
I would like to hear, Eric, from you on the, your understanding of the criteria, because as I said, it really is pretty straightforward. You either qualify as a listener or as a staff person. So what is your understanding of the qualifications and which do you meet as you see it?
Thank you.
And as a staffer.
I'm sorry. What was that, Mr. Pinchback?
You know, clarify your status as
that's
a,
what
as
I just
a,
asked him, Ron.
As a staffer. Yeah, I'm only reiterating that because,
Go ahead, Eric.
Okay, let me just, the secretary is on here. I'm sure she has the minutes, but I'm not sure if Mr. Pinchback was on here during the vote when the question was asked, are there any objections? At no point during that meeting was it asked, who was running in what capacity. It was never actually said, are you running as a staff candidate or are you running as a listener candidate?
I believe I identified you as a listener.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
Ron, true. Ron, be quiet.
Okay.
I'm sorry. My bad. I apologize.
Okay. But I guess the main point is, someone apparently it's readily apparent somebody has raised objections. I'm not sure to the process or to the status. I'm a programmer. I co-produce 3 shows on a weekly basis, or 3 different segments on a weekly basis, or for the sake of argument, 2. I do this weekly. After X amount of hours monthly, based on the bylaws, I don't qualify as a listener delegate.
You know what the number is?
I don't. I've requested that, but it's come up before. Mm-hmm. The research was done by one of our colleagues here. I sent an email and, I'm not sure if it's proper to identify the candidate, but it was determined several months ago that I was eligible to be a staff delegate. I was offered a seat and I'm generally checking my email daily. For whatever reason, I didn't see it and I missed.
Okay.
But it was determined at that time. I mean, so this is what they call settled law.
I understand. So,
I mean, it's been settled. I'm not inventing my eligibility here. It's been clearly established.
Right.
Now, it's a matter of process. If there needs to be repeated or whatever, that's something else.
I understand that. That was over a year ago. All I'm asking is you said that you do 3 on air. You co-produce 3 programs on air weekly now. And that's what's pertinent. Julie, I'm going to put you on the spot and ask if you have any information about what the requirements might be for versus listener delegates.
To be a staff, which is not the question you asked, but you have to, volunteer a minimum of 30 hours in the preceding 3-month period. Okay, so that makes you staff. If you want to use, there is a volunteer hours requirement for listeners, but that's if you don't want to pay the minimum membership fee, and that's only 3 hours. But that's not, I think, you know, what's at issue here. And honestly, I think, you know, I mean, if Eric qualifies as staff because he's got enough hours, then he can't be a listener member, right? Or a listener member delegate. So that's kind of the first order question. And then, honestly, I think if we're going to change, we did vote him in as a listener member delegate whenever that was. And I did actually specifically ask the question whenever that was, just to clarify, because in the past, Eric has been a staff delegate, and I just wanted to be clear. And so I did ask the question. So it's not the case that nobody asked the question. So I just want to be clear about that. But I think if we're going to change his status, then really the LSB should affirm that because by a motion, if that's what the body wants to do.
Correct. Okay. All right, Verna, I'm going to hear what you have to say. Then I'm going to see if there's a motion, and then maybe one or two more comments, and then we're going to vote. I don't want to spend all night on this, frankly.
Thank you,
Minerva also. Yes, Verna and Minerva. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, thank you, Dennis. I don't think there's any question that Eric is a programmer. I think the question to me is, why did Eric apply as a listener in the first place? And why was he voted in as a listener? And I think the fact that he has created a bit of chaos, because at that, there, I happen to know that there are other program staffers who are interested in joining. Mm-hmm. And because his situation was unclarified, it, you know, these are people, longtime staff programmers want to be on the LSB. And I don't think it's fair to not give them an opportunity. Is it appropriate to just switch him? I don't understand. Why was he even voted in as a listener? And Julie says she raised the question. Why did he even apply as a listener to begin with? That's really my question.
Yeah. And I will share some responsibility for that. There was some confusion where's the background noise coming from? Someone please mute. There was some confusion about which status was more appropriate. We chose to go with listener at the time. Simple as that. So we're going to consider Eric's status, apart from any other candidacies, because all of this happened before there were any other candidates who stepped forward. Minerva.
Okay, Dennis and everyone. I have to say that, when we, brought up Eric's name, none of this came out regarding the difference between staff and listeners. And with a lot of us being new to the board, we did not understand the distinction between the two. But, I would like to go ahead and put, if we, you know, when you're ready, put the motion on the floor and let's vote as an LSB, whether he remains or what takes place.
Right. Okay. Thank you. I'm just going to hear from one more, Vanessa, and then we're going to somebody make the motion and we're going to vote and move on.
Okay. So I just wanted to ask, Verna, who made the point about other programmers who are interested.
That's not relevant.
It is relevant. I'll tell you why it's relevant. Well, let me finish my question, then you'll see why it's relevant. If Eric had not been moved to occupy the space of a staff LSB member, would those persons have then applied? That's the relevance of it.
Actually, yes.
Stop, Verna.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. I'm sorry. Go ahead and answer the question.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Yes, Robin Holden wanted to become a programmer.
Okay. No, wait. Oh. I don't want to do that. This is not an election between among different people. This is a vote on Eric's status, period. I don't want to bring any other names in here to muddy the issue, because that's not the issue.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think, with all due respect, that's part of the issue is the fact that the confusion around his status prevented other programmers
and that may be, but who those programmers may be is not an issue here. We're going to have a vote. So can I have a motion and we'll have a vote on this particular?
Well, I have a motion.
Go ahead.
I have a motion. My motion is this, that the LSB will schedule another election for its next meeting to select a staff representative properly from the new pool of candidates.
Hold a minute. Although I want to insist on this because there's a question of status, but as I said, this came up momentarily, it was answered, but there was no objection to Mr. Ramey being on the board. And I think it is unfair believe there was no objection to Mr. Ramey being on the board.
There were vacancies
in both areas. I believe it unfair to throw him back into some level of competition with other people who had not stepped forward at the time. This is a question about reviewing the decision to switch, which happened before any other candidates came forward. That's the motion that I want to entertain.
Dennis, this is Minerva. I would like to make that motion that we'd vote on whether or not Eric Rainey, I think that's the last name, Rainey, Rainey would be able to remain on the board as a staff.
Perfect.
Second.
Okay. All right, let's
Chair, point of information, I think. I'm raising this as an issue. In the chat, Tony Leon, who was formerly on the board, is claiming that Eric is not a programmer. That it needs to be verified by somebody like the PD. So I'm just that I asked him, he said, Eric's not a programmer. I said, why do you say that? And he said, it needs to be verified. So I'm now raising that as an issue because I certainly had not considered that.
All right. Let me, before I'm going to call the roll, I'm going to do this as a roll call vote. Before I do that, what is that noise? Is the general manager on the line?
Yes, I am. I was muted.
Yeah. Do you have any?
I can confirm that Mr. Rainey does contribute to program content at the station. I don't know what the parameters are in terms of how much is required, but he is a contributor to the programming at the station. Confirmed.
All right.
Mr. Chair, with all due respects.
There's a motion on the floor and it's been seconded. Let's call the roll, Ellen.
Chair, point of order, please. Point of order.
I'm sorry about the sirens. Sorry about the sirens.
Chair, point of order, please. Chair.
Yes. I'm sorry.
Okay.
The sirens.
Should I?
In the absence of knowing that the GM could not verify how many hours, whether Eric meets the criteria or not. In the absence of knowing that, can we vote? Should we not wait to get some sort of confirmation?
Well, that's a question each of us can decide. There is a seconded motion on the floor, so we will vote.
Mr. Chair, if I may, I have a point of order.
Yes.
Let me just say, unless the critics here can present credible evidence that I'm not meeting the criteria, the motion is out of order.
Well,
I mean, they're coming with conjecture and speculation, hearsay, I heard from so-and-so. That's not credible evidence. And as such, the motion is out of order.
Mr. Chair.
We will.
Mr. Chair.
And I'm
Mr. Chair.
And I'm ruling that the motion is acceptable and we're going to call the roll.
Should I call the roll?
Yes, please. And the way you phrased it, Minerva, a yes is for staff or listener.
It would be that he would be considered staff.
So yes would be staff, no would be listener, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
Objection.
No, there's a point of order. There's a point of order, Mr. Chair. I'm not eligible to be a listener. A listener delegate.
But you knew that when you
I'm speaking to the chair. That's who I'm speaking to.
Well, see, that kind of behavior is an issue.
Ron.
Can I call the roll?
If you knew that, why would you do that?
Ron. You know, can I call the roll? Let me just say, you need to come to the orientation because there are some new rules and what you're doing right now is completely out of order and you're going to need to be.
I understand. Right now. I understand.
All right. Call the roll.
Okay. Can everyone hear me?
Yes. Oh, I'm sorry.
Irene. Anita Irene. Pardon me?
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm still a little confused about which way to go with this. Do LSB listeners resign in some way? I mean, is there a process? Is there a process to not be an LSB listener, or you just quit, or you just what? Where is this written? Surely there's a process. There's something written as how this should go. Surely
one would think. All right, Mr. Tatum.
Mr. Chair. Mm-hmm. There's a motion on the floor, been seconded. Yes.
Yeah.
And it's time for the roll call.
Yes.
And those people can vote their conscience.
Yes.
Yes.
Or abstain. Or
well, they can abstain too, yeah.
Okay. Irene. Mm-hmm. Understand your point.
I understand my point and frustration, but I still don't understand. Yes means he can be a staff, yeah. Staff member.
Yes.
Is that what I mean? Then yes.
Yeah. Okay. So Irene, you're saying yes.
Yes.
Okay. Y'all is not here. Has he come yet or no?
Oh yeah, I'm here.
Oh, he is. I'm sorry.
Y'all. Okay. Thomas.
I met Mr.
Wait a minute, what is y'all's vote?
I like to pass on this.
Okay.
So you're abstaining?
Yes.
Okay. Thomas.
I met Eric as a staffer, and I believe he is a staffer. I don't believe he was elected to the board as a staffer.
So, yes or no?
I think the motion's flawed.
What's your vote?
I'm passing this motion. I don't think the motion is stated right.
Okay.
Okay, you're abstaining. Sarah's not here. Wayne Bruce, has he come yet? Is Wayne Bruce here?
Not yet.
Ellen, a pass doesn't mean abstain. This is John Tatum.
Pass okay. Means thank you. Pass. Okay. I remember now. Thank you. Also, I just want to say, when you get a chance, John, give me your new email. Okay. Bill Curtis.
Yes, ever.
Violetta Diamond.
Yes, we're voting to uphold, the chair's determination that he is a staff, right? Yes, that's what yes means?
Yes.
Okay, yes.
Yes. Okay, Vanessa?
No, listener. It's unclear, so no. It's unclear.
So you're saying no, okay. Sue, has Sue come in yet?
No.
Okay. Donna Grimes?
Yes.
Kamal?
Abstain.
Julie?
Pass, please.
Pass? You said pass, Julie?
Yes, correct.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Arthur Highland is not here. Minerva?
Sorry, yes.
Minerva?
Yes.
Okay, I have it. Adele?
Abstain.
Patrick?
Yes.
Verna?
I'm going to vote no. The process has been flawed from the beginning.
Ron Pinchback?
No, due to process.
Okay. Karen, did Karen come yet? Dennis, is Karen here?
I don't think so.
Dennis, she just sent me a text. She'll send to you. She's not able to make it.
Okay, thank you. So Karen will be an excused guest.
I'm not. Okay. And so the new members, Lucy and Wanda, would they be voting? I guess I need to ask the parliamentarian or the chair.
Ask the parliamentarian.
John? Okay.
Yes, ask the question. Thank you.
Michael,
ask the question.
Yes, John.
Yes,
the new members, Lucy Murphy and
one. Somebody interrupted. Can Ellen ask the question?
Yes. send the new members to the LSB, Lucy Murphy and Wanda, vote on this motion, whether the LSB can, Eric Ramey can be appointed a staff member as opposed to a listener.
My opinion is that if they have been seated, they are members of the board and they would be able to vote.
Good. Yes.
If they have not been seated, they cannot vote.
And they have been seated.
They were seated. Yes. So Lucy Murphy. Lucy Murphy?
Yes.
Hey, Lucy.
I pass.
Oh, you pass. Glad you're here, Lucy. Wanda?
Hi, can someone explain the difference between pass and abstain?
I can do that.
John is...
I can explain that. If you pass, it means that you want to go back around and vote the second time. If you abstain, that is an actual vote, and you go on. You don't come back to that person who abstained.
Okay, thank you. I abstain.
Okay, abstain. So Wanda abstain. Who was that? Was that Wanda or Lucy? I'm sorry.
Wanda.
Hello?
That was Wanda.
That abstained. And Lucy, what was hers now? She passed, right?
Right.
Right.
Okay. I just want to make sure she passed. Okay. I'm going to go back to the passes and then I will come to you, Dennis. Is that correct, John?
Get everybody.
I've got everybody. But I'm going to go back to the past, the people who passed.
Did you call Eric?
Who?
Eric Ramey.
Does Eric get to, yes, to vote on Eric?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, Eric, what is your vote?
I vote yes.
Okay. All right, now I can go back to the passes, and then I will go to Dennis.
Okay.
Isn't that correct, John?
Yes, it is.
Okay. All right. So now, Thomas Blanton, you passed. What is your vote?
Let me ask John again. John, I don't believe the motion addresses the issue. And so I don't want to vote on the motion.
But we would, it's still on.
That would be abstain.
Abstain.
Meeting, I think so.
Abstain. Ellen.
Okay, so, okay, thank you. And then Julie Hughes, somebody, excuse me, someone is not muted. Thank you. Julie, you pass. What is your vote?
I'll abstain. Thanks.
Okay. And who else passed? Okay, Lucy Murphy, you passed. What is your vote? Or
abstain.
Okay. And Wanda, okay, Wanda abstained. Dennis, what is your vote?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so now I will count. So these are the yeses. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. So there are 8 yeses. And there are 1, 2, 3, 3 no's. And I'm going to say the no just to make sure I have it right. Vanessa, no. Verna, no. And Ron, no. Those are the only three I have. Okay, and so again, is one, the yeses are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I said 8 before. Let me see.
Yeah, you said
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. There are 8. Okay, so 8. 8 yeses, 3 noes, 1, 2, 3 abstentions. So, yes.
Okay.
Okay, and excuse me, Dennis, this one, yes. Over for record, I think I had 5 abstentions.
Yeah, thank you.
There were five abstentions. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Wait a minute.
Yes.
One abstention, one, okay, some of the passes are, so 1, 2, there was y'all was an abstention, Thomas, that's 2, 3 is Kamal, 4 is Julie, and 5 is Adele. And 6 is Wanda.
I think that's correct.
And she I think also, there was also Lucy. So it, I said 5, but I think you have more than that.
I think I had 6.
Okay, let me.
Mr. Tatum can correct me if I'm wrong, but abstentions do not count in the a vote tally.
That is correct.
It's yeses and noes, and abstentions are people who are not participating in the vote.
That is correct.
Right.
So the motion carries.
So 8. The yeses are 8.
Okay. Motion carries. Mr. Ramey remains or becomes, depending on how you look at it, is a staff delegate. Moving on, I have 3 quick announcements to make before we get into the general manager's report. One is next Monday at 7 p.m. via Zoom. There is an invitation has gone out to any and all board members, or particularly new members or anyone who has not been serving on the board in the last 2 or 3 years, an orientation, reviewing bylaws and procedures and all of the things that people still have some questions about. Minerva Sanders gets the credit for finally making this happen. Mr. Tony Leone will be the primary presenter. Again, scheduled from 7 to approximately 8:30 next Monday evening by Zoom. Lucy and Wanda, I will make sure that you get those invitations now as well. Announcement number 2, and Ellen, you might want to, I'm sorry. First of all, Minerva, was there anything else that you wanted to say about the orientation?
I'm sorry, I was muted, but just encouraging everyone. I think the Pacifica bylaws, which are the only bylaws that we are guided by, will be sent to everyone. So please take the time to go through those. Mr. Leon said that he will answer questions as we go through the different sections, but asking everyone, please be on time because we would like to go ahead and start at 7 and be out by 8:30. I think he has a 9 o'clock meeting, 9 p.m. meeting. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. And speaking of punctuality, Ellen, can you speak to the arrangements for our May in-person board meeting?
The May in-person board meeting will be at the MLK Library. It's on the top floor. I have to look back at my notes, either second floor, I think. I will email everyone the floor. And it's at the new library. It's, just fantastic. It's beautiful. At MLK. It's at 6:30, the meeting will start, but it's better if you get there a little earlier, and we have to be out of there by 8:30. So we have to start winding everything down at 8 o'clock. Thank you very much.
What date is that, Minerva? I'm sorry.
The board meeting or the orientation?
May 10th.
Okay.
The board meeting is May 10th.
Yes.
A Wednesday, the second Wednesday. I'll send the information also.
Share point of information?
Yes.
So this in-person meeting is in-person only. Is there a virtual option?
There is not a virtual option, as far as I know at this point. Let's assume that there is not. Anyone, and this, we discussed this when we first talked about the possibility of an in-person meeting. Anyone who chooses not to attend, out of COVID concerns, just let me or Ellen know ahead of time, and, no one will be penalized for not attending in person. The meeting will be recorded, and we'll figure out how to get a copy of the recording. Well, it'll be posted, but we'll make sure anybody who wants to hear the meeting. Well, I don't know. It'll be recorded if it's not on Zoom. Good question. I have to figure that out.
Okay. So is this the next board meeting or the orientation?
This is the board meeting in person.
Wow.
I have a question.
Yes.
Why can't it be on Zoom? The library is Wi-Fi.
Well, I'm not promising because I don't know how to do it, and I haven't done the work to figure out who can help make that happen. So that's why I'm not promising. If we can do it, fine. I don't know how to make that happen.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, you simply take your computer in there, your laptop in there, sign in on the Wi-Fi and open up your Zoom meeting. Open up the Zoom meeting. It's not difficult.
Okay, let's talk.
Chair, I know we, I'm sorry, asking to be recognized.
Yes, go ahead.
I know we talked about it, but
we voted.
We did we now?
Yes, okay. We did.
So what, by email, that was our vote. Then people said,
we voted in a meeting. Was. We voted.
Oh, we did. Okay. Yes. Never mind. I don't remember. Doesn't matter. Thank you.
Adele.
I just wanted to say, do you remember when you're talking about virtual, you can always do an audio only virtual, you know, mm-hmm. where you don't have to worry about being on screen and, yeah. Just figuring somebody with a speakerphone, with a speaker on their cell phone can do something with it.
All right. Let me ask this quickly. Who would like to be the person to either, tutor me and or volunteer to run the tech at the meeting? Because even if you tutor me, I don't know that I'll be able to run the meeting and keep track of what I need
right.
to do, frankly.
I wish I could. I don't know if I'll be there. You know, okay. I'm still in Connecticut.
Yeah. I can help.
Who's that?
I'm a regular member.
Okay.
I recommended that we had in-person meeting the last board meeting, mm-hmm. but I can help to structure. It's not easy. It's not hard at all. We should exercise that option.
Okay.
And chair, point of information, Chair.